Hello, Dr. Wallace speaking. The center of the earth is actually full of solid iron. Our bodies, in fact, contain iron, very important part of our bodies. Too little iron, which can be caused by diet or in women, periods, certainly loss of blood through the alimentary canal, through the large bowel or through the stomach. And sometimes that blood loss can be invisible to the eye. Any of these reasons for having too little iron can cause anemia. The red blood cells, a lack in them is caused by the lack of iron. So you don't want too little iron and you don't want too much. Too much iron, again, can cause tiredness, as anemia can cause tiredness. Too much iron can cause aches and pains. It can have issues with your liver. There can be a variety of symptoms with either too little or too much iron. So if you have symptoms that the doctor perhaps thinks of and may have some implications with iron, too much, too little, blood tests such as a transferrin level and a ferritin level, these measure the amounts of bodies, the amount of iron stored in the body. A transferrin level shouldn't be more than 45%. Now, if it was that, and both tests showed that there was an iron overload, the doctor might do some genetic tests to check whether, in fact, you've got a condition called hemochromatosis, which can be has got an inheritance pattern. It's not common, but it's not uncommon, and can be easily treated with venipuncture. In other words, bleeding the patient bimonthly. Episodes to keep iron stores low. So there you are. Something to think about. Iron in the center of the earth, but also in your body, and too little or too much can cause problems. Thank you.